is subdivision 2009-11 Branch Woods LLC.
Mr. Chairman, that's one of my ones, and I move that we grant preliminary approvals for subdivision 2009-11 for Deep Branch Woods LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. This property was previously approved as a standard subdivision with less open space and tree preservation. The applicant has created a plan that is superior to the old one and is now seeking approval of a cluster subdivision. The applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The cluster subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standard of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance because it preserves open space with 18.42 acres of open space compared with only 6.79 acres of open space under the standard subdivision plan. Within this open space, there will be extensive tree preservation. The design addresses the requirements of 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 46 lots on 30.99 acres, which complies with the density permitted for this site. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 46 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. An area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. A 20-foot forested buffer shall be shown along the boundaries of the subdivision. The buffer areas that are currently forested shall remain undisturbed. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffered areas showing all of the existing forest and the new landscaping and vegetation including in the buffered areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. All of the undisturbed forest areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer of at least 50 feet from the wetlands. Sidewalks shall be shown on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. As stated by the applicant, all homes within the project shall be stick-built. No mobile homes shall be permitted. Subdivision shall be served by central sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. A hunting notice similar to the agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan and within the restricted covenants stating that hunting activities may occur on nearby properties. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised site plan upon confirmation that the conditions of the approval have been depicted or noted on it. The site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2009-11 Branch Woods LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion carries 3-0. Chairman abstaining, didn't participate in the public hearing.